Welcome back, and Brady will hang around now to talk a little football with us. But first, we have to congratulate him. You're going to be graduating.
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
I didn't flunk out of school for 4.5 years, and now I get a piece of paper saying I can do work.
Mom and Dad are probably very pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that Grandpa doesn't mind that he doesn't have to kill his grandson.
Exactly.
It's always good motivation.
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. I know you've been working hard at it. I tease Brady, and I give Brady a hard time. But he's doing everything right so far. So I'm still pulling for you a little bit. I just don't like to say it publicly if I don't have to.
Appreciate it.
But I thought I'd do that. All right. Somebody that I don't pull for publicly is the Detroit Lions. And at this point, Matt Patricia and all these guys, I'm done with it. And Chris Spielman was arguing for why they need a third year.
He's a company guy.
I know, and he was comparing it to San Francisco's situation of the two bad years that they had, followed by their 10-3 or 11-2.
Yeah,
now.
They also had Jimmy Garoppolo out the entire season. And no, I mean, I don't think they're going to be fired. I don't think, but go ahead, fire them, because Bob Quinn decided, and I remember sitting in here with McKillop one day when they had the press conference, and he said 9-7's not good enough. And we both went, that's great. He said exactly what we needed to hear. He knows what's happening. Well, when you say that and you follow it up with 9 wins through your next 29 games, yeah, you got to go. You were right. 9-7's not good enough. So what the hell is 3-9-1? And 6-10.
Yeah. So
fireable.
So you're 9-19-1.
Or something like that, yeah.
Since making that statement. And that was the other thing. And I know, and I'm not sitting here arguing that Jim Caldwell was better or whatever, but the numbers bear out. He was here for 4 years. They had 3 winning seasons. Mm-hmm. They made the playoffs twice. This team has definitely gone backwards from where they were with not a ton of personnel change.
No.
At least not in the important areas.
No, and I mean, you can argue all day and night what's wrong or what has to happen, but you do this. I mean, if you bring them back next year, don't they feel like sitting duck coaches and GMs, short of them winning 11 games?
Well, don't you think that there's tons of pressure on them, especially early on? Because if you don't win and win right away and string together a series of wins, every time you lose a game,
you're going to be calling.
The media is going to be after you. The fans are going to be after you. Everybody's going to be questioning, when does the axe fall?
Right. And then all that does. So listen, they might have some plan and they might be getting it all together right now. But I don't think that's happening. And if that's the case, and I'm right, which I think I am, and they bring them back and, okay, 6 weeks into the season, you're 2-4, or you're 1-5. Maybe you're 3-3. But, okay, let's say by the bye week, you're, let's say they are 3-6. Boom, axe falls then. Well, you just wasted another offseason with this regime.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about, there's got to be a few positives. One of them is definitely Kenny Golladay. With his 58 yards on Sunday, he's over 1,000 for a second straight year. 10 touchdown catches this season, which I believe is tops for receivers in the NFL.
No, Kenny Golladay is proving to be a legit number one guy. It's just a matter of, well, Stafford is healthy, which that's a big question. How bad is this back injury? Are we going to be talking about this next September, or is he going to be able to fully recover in the offseason? Because if it's the former, you're talking about drafting a quarterback because they know how bad it is.
Well, my thing is that if you're going to draft a quarterback, and especially they're going to have a top 10 pick.
They might have a top 5, the number 4 right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that a guy that, say, Stafford, if you have questions about Stafford, shouldn't that be the priority anyways? Shouldn't you finally be saying to yourself, we're probably not going to have Matthew Stafford that much longer, that we should be thinking about the future, and if you're going to draft a kid, say, third or fourth overall, you don't want him sitting on the sidelines that long, do you?
I understand a
year or two.
Yeah, if you sit him for a season, that's
one
thing.
But so shouldn't we get the process going now?
Well, now, if you want to trade Stafford, he's very damaged goods. You're not going to get the haul you would. Even I know the cap hit and everything, but you're going to be trading him for pennies on the dollar.
I'll go on the faith that he, even if he gets healthy and you can get another year or two out of him, even Pro Bowl, I'm willing to move him at that point.
Yes.
If my third or fourth overall pick from a couple of seasons earlier is really going to be the guy that's going to be our next Matthew Stafford.
If you're hired in, are you just hitting the hard reset on this team and blowing it up and saying, we're starting from square one, new quarterback, new regime, new everything, and just say, all right, I know it's been a while, but you got to give me 2 to 3 years here.
Well, I think what I'm doing is I'm hoping that Stafford's well enough to play for mm-hmm. me for at least another year, but I'm beginning the process of that turnover. That's going to be the next big moment in Detroit Lions football, is when we hand the torch from Matthew Stafford to the next quarterback, and right. I need to make sure that it's the best possible guy that we can get and that it's a young player that we can have for a decade
mm-hmm.
and who can, you know, who can carry on. I don't know that we have to completely blow it up, but clearly – there are things wrong.
Do you think that the personnel is bad? Because I think they have talent on this roster. I just think it's not being used the right way with Matt Patricia. I think there's talent on this team. This defense was supposed to be vaunted in the preseason. Everyone was talking about it. The hell is it now? Look at Quandre Diggs, what he did when he went to Seattle. He has as many picks in Seattle as the Lions do on the year.
Well, and those were the strange moves, though. Like, why did they make that trade? Because it seemed to disrupt the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to disgruntle your other really good player back there,
mm-hmm.
Slay, who, let's face it, since that trade, do you think Darius Slay has been that good?
He's been good.
I think he's going through the motions.
Yeah. No, he's definitely not happy. He's 100%. And you see it all over his Twitter. You saw it last night when Quandre Diggs had the pick six.
So who do you think is the next guy on his way out of town? But well, who do you have to replace these guys?
When you traded Quandre Diggs, why did you not also trade Darius Slay? Because now you just, I think that was the turning point in the season where, you know, they were treading water, starting to go down. They traded him. It went.
Well, I mean, they traded him away seemingly with nothing really that solid to replace them.
No.
And if you're going to trade away a guy who's actually, we'll both agree, he's a good player.
Yeah.
What did they get back?
A fifth, and they had to send a seventh with him.
Yeah, I mean, so, and what are you going to get with a fifth-round pick that's better than what you already had? So I didn't understand that trade. Like, the Golden Tate trade before that.
Made sense.
Made sense to me.
They just signed
the Lions, but it made sense to make that move when they made that move.
Yeah, but Quandre Diggs was just signed to an extension.
Yeah, so this the Diggs trade didn't make any sense to me, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on there. The other thing is they made such a huge deal this offseason. Tight ends, tight ends, tight ends.
What has Jesse James done?
Jesse James hasn't done anything. They hardly ever throw the ball to him. They don't throw the ball to Thomas that much, but then when they've got a chance to win a game, they throw the ball to the guy that they don't throw the ball to that much. And Hockenson came out and had that great first game, and they kind of went away from him as the season progressed. And so I don't really get what they're doing. I don't like the way they do the run game. You've got Kerryon Johnson, who should be a star in this league and isn't. Now Scarborough. Every time Scarborough starts running the ball good and hard, they go away from it. They go away from it. He'll pick up 40 yards on his first 6-7 carries, and then he won't get a handoff for a quarter and a half.
I think do you think he's a legitimate piece going forward? Like, he would be a number two back or a rotational back that you can count on?
He seems more solid than the other guys that they've had there. I liked Ty Johnson in the preseason. Ty Johnson is not impressed in the regular season.
No.
Maybe he's a better pass catcher than Scarborough, but he's not a better running back than Scarborough. Scarborough, to me, is a guy that can pound it and get you short yardage and things of that nature, which, again, if it's third and short, the Lions are going to throw anyway. So that's, I don't even know.
Would you want to spend a draft pick on a running back, an early one, let's say a second round pick?
You shouldn't have to if Kerryon Johnson is healthy, but is the run game fixed? And is the run game the running backs, or is the run game the offensive? Do we need to rehaul the offensive line again?
They don't. These are a lot of questions that should be answered.
Because the other thing, are all the sacks that we saw in Minnesota, is that all on Blau not getting rid of the ball, or is that they don't pass protect well enough?
It's why are we have all these questions?
Because it's the Lions.
This is year five of Bob Quinn, and I've tried to be patient with him. But there shouldn't be. He's fixing his own mistakes. He drafted Taylor Decker. He signed Rick Wagner. He drafted Kerryon Johnson, who, when he's healthy, has been good, but has been hurt all the time. He signed Diggs and then traded him away. He drafted Jarrad Davis. These are all guys that he got in here, and now we're fixing it?
The other one is Flowers, because at the end of the year, Flowers' numbers are going to look good because I think he's got a sack in like six straight games.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, has he had a good season for the Detroit Lions?
He's had a good season not living up to his contract. Is that fair to say he's played well, but he needs to play better for what we're paying him? I don't think he's played bad. He's gotten a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I also think the scheme has kind of screwed him a little bit, that a lot of the three-man rushes, he has to be a Superman to get in there. So I'm not going to kill Trey Flowers on that one.
All right. Still a lot of work to do, and you're like me. We can't get these three games out of the way quick enough, and they're stupid if they're trying to win. David Blau should start
every game. Kerryon Johnson shouldn't play a game. I hope the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come into Ford Field and it's just creamsicle orange all over. And I hope the Packers win the last game. I hope they're not just sitting everyone. I hope they have something to play for. And who they play in between those two?
I think they're going to have something to play for because they do have to play the Vikings one more time this year.
Right.
I forget what the other game is. I think it's the Bears. I think they play the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions.
They've played. Oh, the Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the Lions play after Tampa Bay? They go on the road.
They got the Broncos on the road.
That's a winnable game.
In Denver? You think so? 4 o'clock start?
It's winnable.
Yeah. And then they close out with that Packer game. I still think the Packers will have something to play for in terms of like not playoffs, but in terms of who's going to win the division.
Something like that.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. For everybody else, but us Lions.
Do you
fans.
Think that he gets fired?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't.
What's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. They're going to beat Tampa Bay. They're going to beat Denver. They're going to lose to the Packers. They're going to get like the ninth pick in the draft. And it's going to make me very angry. Like when the Wings did it, and they could have had Kako, but no, they decided to win a few extra games down the stretch. So then Rangers bumped up. Yeah. And that would have been the Wings had they lost like two more games. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Don't win meaningless games.
The Wings haven't been lucky either because the last three drafts, they would have picked higher, but they got bumped out by a team that finished worse than them in the standings.
Yeah.
The lottery is a bad system. I'm going to say it. The lottery is a bad system, and I think the worst team should get the first pick and on through up to 31 or whatever they've got now, and that's the way it should be done. And if teams think that they can afford to tank games to get the number one pick, then let them do it. It's their ticket sales. So, at any rate, we're going to wrap it up there. We've got Pistons basketball coming up tonight at 7:35 there in New Orleans.
Exciting New Orleans.
New Orleans to take on the Pelicans.
At least you get to watch a fun young team. Something I wish we had.
Another story for another day here on the Dennis Stuckey Show on AM 1380 WPHM.